three brown warthogs sleeping in the wood. One heard buzzing, and up he stood. Caught himself a dragonfly, good. Oh, and before that he threatened me. No, not my life, my bank account. Two brown warthogs sleeping in the wood. He still won't eat, and I think he knows I'm ready to drop the diplomacy tactics. Sure, whatever you say. She hung up. He's coming right down, and if you're eating when he comes in, you'll probably see your family, if you give the profanity a rest. She left, and I sat staring at this bowl of mush until it became two bowls. All food smelled burny, like burning flesh. There was a lemon slice beside the iced tea. I picked it up and brought it dangerously close to my nose. Deep fried, barbecued lemon. I am not dreaming this, I am not. I flung the lemon, and it landed on my cast and stuck there. I stared, feeling the hot juices eat away at my cast, right through to eating my ankle out from underneath it. Dr. Foddy came through the door and I pointed. Get it off! Hurry! He took his time, studied it like it was oh so interesting. It's just a lemon. It's burning my skin! Get it off! He picked it up and laid it on the table next to where my mother used to sit. I heaved in breaths, trying to decide if the burning had stopped. I decided it had. I looked at him suspiciously, wondering why he looked so pleased. Oh, yeah. I had planned on never talking again. The doctor had screwed me over, sent that acid-infested lemon in here on purpose. Now he could gloat. He pulled a chair up close to my bed and sat in it. I could feel him staring at me. I just couldn't get focused on anything but this burnt, scorchy food. It was alive. Your mother spoke to me, he said quietly. There's been an autopsy, finally. I couldn't remember what an autopsy was. Had something to do with my mom's tax returns. But I'll let your mother tell you about that. He was watching me, watching and watching, so much so that I was expecting him to bring a bag of popcorn out from under his seat and start munching. Yo, a movie costs $7. Cough it up, Doctor Make Me Puke. I didn't like the look about him. His expression showed too much concern. Pity. Deep, deep, terrible pity. There must be something you'd like to talk about, he said. Not with this mountain of barbecued smoked oatmeal winking at me. Get the food away, it smells. I tried not to breathe until after he moved the tray. He put it on the floor, but I knew it was down there. What does it smell like, Tori? Gobs and gobs of greasy, grimy gopher guts, concentrated monkey meat, tantalizing birdie's feet. Like stuff. All in jars of pinkish-purple porpoise puss. What kind of stuff?